On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Rachel. How are you?
Good. What time of the day is it actually in LA? I can never get the time difference right.
It actually is the Morena here, so. I could have replied with a Morena, but it's only just become, we usually do it after midday, but it's 11:40 here.
Okay.
So we're four hours ahead. It's late Morena.
Late Morena. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, what's been happening? You seen any celebs? You seen any good movies?
What has been happening? It's been a quiet week on the celeb interaction front, although I've got, I'm sitting down with three big ones on Monday, Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron, and Nicole Kidman.
Wow.
For their new Fox News sexual harassment movie, Bombshell. So that's quite exciting.
That sounds really good.
There's a film I'm seeing tomorrow called The Lighthouse that I'm super excited about. I'm interviewing the director of that. It's a follow-up from the guy who made The Witch a few years ago.
What's his name? That's ringing bells in my head.
Robert Eggers. The Witch came out about 3 years ago. It was set in colonial America. Really amazing kind of old-fashioned horror film. And super. I think The Lighthouse might have played at the New Zealand Film Festival this year, actually. I'm not 100% sure about that, but it stars Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson.
Wow.
Two Lighthouse people going mental because their faces are too wide. Anyway, coming out in theatres this week in New Zealand is a film that's been kicking around Hollywood, a script that's been kicking around Hollywood for a really long time. They finally made it, called Gemini Man, which has this high concept that it's about an aging hitman who's to be retired by a younger hitman who is a clone of himself.
Oh, right.
The stars Will Smith. They were going to make it at one point with Harrison Ford. They were going to make it with Clint Eastwood. The technology kept quite not being there. But now that they're really good at de-aging, they've made this film. Although, I haven't seen it myself, but it's gotten a critical drubbing. People saying that it just doesn't work. I've never been convinced by digital de-aging. It's an impressive technique, but it's never once made me think, is that the young person of that person? It always just looks like digital de-aging.
You just go, oh, wow, look how much technology's evolved.
Exactly. And this is like digital de-aging the movie.
Right.
Directed by Ang Lee, shot in the high frame rate he used for Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk.
Okay.
Which is I'm not a fan of this high frame rate, super high-resolution, crystal-clear image, which Peter Jackson experimented with in the first Hobbit film, because it doesn't look like movies anymore. It looks like a window. And I go to a movie for a suspension of disbelief, an unreality. I don't go for reality, you know? There's something to be said for the grain of cinema. And I think with those Hobbit films, they kept the high frame rate, but they added, like, a filter over the top of it just to have it look a bit softer, which is just says all that needs to be said about what audiences want to look at when they look at a movie.
Well, so especially when you're doing something magical or fantastical, you kind of need that unreality a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. I think it helps create a kind of a narrative reality in our head as opposed to trying to tell us that something's actually happening in front of you. So that's our... yesterday in New Zealand, I'll be seeing that myself. The bad reviews have got me more excited, frankly. Another film that's out in theatres in New Zealand this week that has made a huge splash over here is a film called Hustlers, which is based on a true story about some strippers in New York who were facing financial insecurity, and so they started drugging rich Wall Street bankers and racking up charges on their credit cards to their own benefit. This stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu from Crazy Rich Asians. Cardi B is in there. Lizzo's in there.
It's a huge cast.
Heck, even Mercedes Rule is in there.
I love
Mercedes Rule. Hustlers was a huge hit here and being widely celebrated as kind of a girl power movie, and there's a sense of strong empowerment running through it. These women kind of getting something over on the guys who exploited them. I do think this film is slightly overrated. It's a nice film, and it does have moments of fist pumping awesomeness, but at the same time, there does seem to be a disparity between the way male critics are responding to this film and the way female critics are responding to this film. And I will admit up front, I didn't quite get what was so great about it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because I'm a male.
Mm.
These characters are doing pretty brutal things. Dangerous, drugging of people and other criminal activities. It's not quite Ocean's 11, but it seems to be being embraced like that. But maybe I'm not the target audience for this, and maybe my opinion isn't all that relevant about it, despite me just telling you.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fascinating. I've promised my cousin I'm going to go and watch it with her, so I can give you my review next week if you'd like. We can exchange reviews on that one. That's my weekend watching.
I'm not sort of against it or anything.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It's interesting when you get a movie like that and you can kind of see where people's, differences. I mean, in a way, the Joker that we were talking about last week, you could almost say there was a little bit of that in the way people were writing about it too, although maybe not as distinct along gender.
Yeah,
totally. Hey, we've had a text in, Fabian. Someone said, have you seen My Name is Dolomite? Should I be as excited about it as I am? Have you seen it, Fabian?
The film is called Dolomite is My Name. And yes, I have seen it. And oh my God, it's amazing. And that person should be even more excited than they are.
Awesome.
It's a film about a blaxploitation star from the 70s named Rudy Ray Moore, who starred in these amazing films that were popular VHS tapes. I worked at Video Easy, and a lot of people watched that film. Well, the films that he made, like The Human Tornado, and the first one he made was called Dolomite. And it's Eddie Murphy's return to form in a massive way.
Oh, wow.
The only bummer with this film is, like, I saw it, there's a film festival that just happened in LA called Beyond Fest. They had a screening for it there. And it's such an awesome, crowd-pleasing film. And it reminded me of when I saw films like Coming to America in the theatres, where you just, Eddie Murphy as a movie star, there's just no one like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, I loved it so much. And it's a Netflix film. And so I don't even know if people in New Zealand are going to get to see it in the theatres. It's playing, it's getting one of those sort of token releases over here.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if there was ever a film that needed to be seen with a crowd,
mm-hmm.
it's Dolomite is My Name. It's just an absolute hoot.
Wicked.
I have a feeling it's not playing in theatres in New Zealand, unfortunately. I think it's going up on Netflix in a few weeks, perhaps. But wow, it was one of my favourite films of the year.
Well, that's fantastic. There you go, Paul. You definitely should be excited about that one. Hey, thank you, Fabian. Some very good picks there. I'm sure we'll have some more. We can exchange Hustlers reviews next week, maybe. And I hope you have...
Yeah, very keen to hear what you think.
Yeah, I hope you have a wonderful week in LA.
Cheers, you too. See you later.
Cheers, bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly